listener production.
Police want to drive down regional motorcycle deaths and a local summit plan to tackle health issues. A rainy day leading us into a wet weekend. Good morning, I'm Katie Martin and this is your Limestone Coast local news. Back off. That's the new message from SA Police to motorcyclists speeding along country roads. SAPOL's launching a new campaign trying to get motorcyclists to slow down. They represented nearly 20% of the lives lost on the state's roads last year. Superintendent Darren Filkey says every rider should heed the message.
It's really aimed at attempting to reduce the speeding offences around motorcycle riding. And it's really pitched at a, you know, kind of vulnerable motorcycle user age group in that sort of 20 to 29 year old age group as well.
Substance Misuse Limestone Coast will be hosting a regional summit in November, investigating the gap in support services provided for alcohol and drug users that have existing mental health conditions. It's made possible with a $19,000 grant from the Stanlack Stone Foundation. SMLC project manager Sophie Boucher says it's an issue felt not just across the Limestone Coast, but Australia-wide.
We know that currently people can struggle to access either or both of those services. And so we're going to be looking at the relationships between those two services and how we can make things better for our community.
You may remember we brought you a story yesterday on new statistics on migration to the Limestone Coast. Well, all those new residents are doing big things for the property market too. Regional South Australia has had the strongest property market in the country in the last year, according to PropTrack. A more than 10.5% jump sent the average house price soaring to a record $384,000. Of course, there are hotspots like Robe seeing even bigger growth in house values. An eager couple wants to undertake a full restoration after buying the Caledonian Hall in Mount Gambier. New owners Karen Bracken and Dale Barnard want to open the venue up to the community in keeping with its original 1910 style. The hall went on the market after Shadows Nightclub closed down in the early days of the pandemic. One for the mums and dads, if getting the kids off the iPad and into bed is a nightly struggle, you might want to head to the Mount Gambier Uni SA campus next week to hear from an expert in the field. Psychology Professor Kurt Lushington will deliver a talk about how screen time affects children's sleep.
Yeah, we've been doing some research looking at the impact of smartphones and other digital devices on the sleep of children.
And a reminder, it's illegal to take firewood from public land if you're listening from across the Victorian border. The state's conservation regulators issued the warning as we settle into winter. Round 8 in the Mid-Southeastern League kicks off tomorrow. The game to watch will be Mount Burr when the home side takes on Robe. It's second versus third on the ladder and second-placed Robe will look to maintain their winning streak. Club president Deb Mackey says it'll be a good matchup.
It's been a good year. We're at sort of 7 on the trot at the moment, but, you know, obviously there's still a long way to go. Mount Burr are relatively unknown to us this year, so it'll be an interesting game. Really good. Looking forward to it.
Elsewhere, Kalangadoo are up against Hatherley, Glencoe take on Tantanoola, and Nangwari face Kongerong.